姐妹们问安。
Greetings to everybody here.
这是我第三次来到凯瑞堂同弟兄姐妹分享组织的信息。
This is the third time here to share a message with you, brothers and sisters.
以前我做过自我介绍。
I introduced myself before.
那许多的弟兄姐妹呢，已经知道我和我的妻子慧英啊，目前在那个北卡南边的这个基督工人美东训练中心的营地服事。
Most of you know that myself and my wife are in Christian Witness Center in South in East America, serving as a discipleship training camp.
我们的营地尚在建设的初期啊，因此呢，我们的营会并不很多，每年只有三次。
Our camp is still in the early construction stage, so we don't have many training camps. We only have three camps per year.
我们也欢迎弟兄姐妹和我们一起到营地去参观，一起建设我们的营地。
We welcome you to come to our training camp to build a camp with us and take a tour in the camp.
由于我参与的施工主要是我们现在主要是做门徒训练营。
The main goal for us is to do discipleship training in our camp.
所以说我在组织分享的内容呢，基本上是围绕做耶稣的门徒这样一个话题来讲的。
So the message I share with you always centered on making disciples of Christ.
去年七月份我来到这里，第一次向大家分享的题目是良善又忠信的仆人。
Last July, the first time I came here, I shared with you good and faithful servant.
我谈到了我们在神面前最终的职分啊，是神的仆人。
I mentioned that the most important responsibility for us in front of God is being a faithful servant.
我们原来是罪的奴仆。
We used to be slaves of sin.
被耶稣基督救赎出来，得到神儿女自由的这样的身份。
We redeemed by Christ, become free, daughter and sons, in front of God.
原本是没有人能够管辖我们的，我们是自由的。
We are free and no one has dominion over us.
但因为我们爱主耶稣和我们在主内的家人。
But because we love Lord Jesus Christ and because the, our families in Christ,
我们就甘心做服侍主的仆人。
We are willing to be a servant to serve our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在地上的时候，我们服侍主啊，就是要做众人的仆人。
When we are on this earth, we serve God through serving other people.
那目的是为了让主多得人啊。
The purpose is to gain more people for Christ.
做仆人不是一件容易的事情。
It is not easy to become a servant.
需要长期的严格的训练啊，才能成为一个合格的仆人。
It takes a long and a strict training to become a qualified servant.
我们想象一下，当年但以理和他的三个朋友。
Let's think about Daniel and his three friends.
他们从那个耶路撒冷被掳到巴比伦的王宫。
They were captured, exiled from Jerusalem to the palace of Babylon.
他们经过了三年的严格训练。
They went through 3 years of strict training.
最后这个王面前亲自检验他们，他们合格了以后，才能侍立在尼布撒尼加王旁边来服侍王。
They have to pass through a very strict examination. Then they can go to the palace to serve the king Nebuchadnezzar.
如果做仆人来服侍地上的王，都是这样要求，这样严格。
If it has to go through such strict training to serve the king on this earth,
那我们要做神的仆人来服侍神，要求是不是要更加严格呢？
Then should be more strict when we want to serve the king of heaven.
于是啊，神就亲自下来训练他的仆人。
Then God came down to earth himself to train his servants.
主耶稣成了肉身来到世上传道的时候，
When Jesus become flesh and preached the gospel on this earth,
招了十二个门徒，
He called 12 disciples.
与他同吃同住同行，
they lived with him, eat with him, and walk with him.
耶稣以自己作为仆人的榜样。
He set an example for all his servants.
在大约三年的时间里面来训练他们如何服侍人。
He trained them in about 3 years to know how to serve people.
并且在他上十字架的前一个晚上。
The night before he went to the cross.
耶稣呢给门徒上了最后一课。
He taught them the last lesson.
用亲自给他们洗脚来示范如何做服侍人的仆人。
He demonstrated how to serve other people by washing the disciples' feet.
主耶稣离开门徒到天上去之前
，Before Jesus left the disciples ascend to heaven，
给门徒在地上的使命啊，不但是包括传福音，使人做耶稣的门徒。
He gave them great commission not only to make disciples of Jesus Christ，
也包括啊训练新的门徒。
It also include training the new disciples。
我们可以复习马太福音二十八章十六节到二十节这一段经文。
Let's review Matthew 28:16-20。
我先读完了，你再读英文。好，让我来读一段，念一下这段经文啊。
I'll read it。
十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Matthew 18:16-20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
我们都知道啊，耶稣基督从死里复活以后啊，有四十天之久向门徒显现，同他们讲神国的事情。
We know that after Jesus resurrected, he spent 40 days with the disciples. He talked to them about the things in the kingdom of God.
当耶稣离开他们升天的之前呢，就按照马太福音这里的记载。
Before he ascended to the heaven, according to the book of Matthew recorded here.
他差派门徒去做一个重要的任务，我们通常称为基督徒的大使命。
He gave them a great commission, to give them a very big responsibility to do.
那它包括两个部分。一个呢，就是去使万民做耶稣的门徒。
There are two sides of this. One is to make disciples of all nations.
第二部分呢，就是按照耶稣的吩咐教训门徒，也就
The second part is teaching them as Jesus have commanded them.
所以就叫做门徒训练啊。
And it's also called discipleship training.
那在我们讨论门徒训练之前的话，我们先来看如何使人做耶稣的门徒。
Before we talk about discipleship training, let's see how do we make disciples of Jesus Christ.
那如果我们有手头有串珠版的圣经呢，我们就可以知道。
If you have a cross-reference Bible, you can know.
耶稣给门徒的大使命的内容呢，实际上也记载马可福音16:14-19，约翰福音的20:19-23，路加福音24:45-51，或使徒行传的1:8-9四个地方。
So if you you can know that the Great Commission also recorded in Mark 16:14-19, John 20:19-23, Luke 24:45-51, and Acts 1:8-9.
如果我们对照这个四处的这五处的圣经啊
，If you look at all these five parts of the Bible,
我们就可以从不同的角度来了解如何使人。做耶稣的门徒。
Then we can understand from different angle how do we make disciples of Jesus Christ.
首先，我们来对照马可福音。
Let's look at the book of Mark.
好，我现在读一下这一段经文。马可福音的16:14开始啊，后来11个门徒坐席的时候，耶稣向他们显现，责备他们不信，心里刚硬，因为他们不信那些在他复活以后看见他的人。他又对他们说，你们往普天下去传福音给万民听，信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪，信的人必有神迹随着他们。那后面就是神迹的这些例子，那我就不读了。
okay, Mark 16 starting verse 14. Later Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. And after that, it's talking about all the signs, so I'm not going to read it.
好，那么我自己呢，不能够确信啊，马太福音28这段经文和马可福音的16这段经文所记载的是同一时间发生的事情。
I myself cannot be certain that the two passages we just read, Matthew and Mark, are recording the same instance.
但是呢，我能够确信耶稣同他们讲的是同样一回事。
But I'm very sure that Jesus was talking about the same thing to the disciples.
按照马可福音所记的啊，耶稣差派门徒去传福音给万民听，信而受洗的必然得救，也就等同于马太福音这里面所记的耶稣差派门徒去使万民做他的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名为他们施洗。
So in Mark it says go into all world and preach the good news to all creation and baptize them and save them. It's the same as in Matthew 28 that you preach the gospel to make disciples to all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit.
那从 这两处的对比我们可以看到啊，得救的人呢做耶稣的门徒。
So from these two scriptures we know that whoever are saved will be disciples of Christ.
信而受洗呢是做耶稣门徒的必要条件。
Believe and baptize is the prerequisite for become disciples of Christ.
在马可福音的16:16说，信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
Mark 16:16 says, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned.
但这里没有提到信而不受洗的情况。
It did not mention that if you believe but did not get baptized.
因此呢，人们常常会争论啊，到底信了耶稣受不受洗可不可以，不受洗可不可以。
So people are usually ask me if I believe but I don't get baptized, is that okay?
那从马太福音的经文来看的话，做耶稣的门徒是必须要受洗的。
From scripture Matthew 28, if you want to become disciples of Christ, you have to be baptized.
就像传统上人们要收学徒啊，师父收学徒必须有一个拜师的仪式。
It's like if you want to become apprentice of a master, there's a certain ritual you have to go through.
做耶稣的门徒啊，是得救的人在地上的状况。
Become a disciples of Christ is what we do, is what people who saved do in on earth.
到了天上的时候啊，得救的人不再是门徒，而是都是仆人了。
When we go to heaven, we are not disciples anymore. We are all servants of God.
有些人常常用于十字架，与耶稣一同动十字架的那个强盗啊，这个例子来说明啊，受洗不是得救的必要条件。
Some people will use the example that the robber crucified with Christ on the side of Christ, that he was not baptized, but he was saved, to argue that you don't have to be baptized to be saved.
但不能证明因此呢，就可以不受洗。
But that doesn't prove you don't have to be baptized.
除非你要像那个强盗一样，一信主马上就寻道到天上去做神的仆人。
Unless you are like the robber, you believe and then you martyr and you went to God to be servant of God.
如果要在地上做追随耶稣的门徒，跟随耶稣的门徒，你一定要受洗。
If you want to be a follower of Christ, disciple that follows Christ, you have to be baptized.
马可福音这里呢，还强调了传福音的这个有两种结果。
The in Mark scripture here emphasize two different results of preaching the gospel.
信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned.
这是在告诉我们，听到福音的人啊，他对他是否得救有不可推卸的责任。他信了就得救，不信就被定罪。
It is telling us that whoever heard the gospel, he has the responsibility of his life and death. If he believe and baptize, he will be saved. If not, then he will be condemned.
那传福音的人对听福的人 对听的人是否得救有没有责任呢？
Then the one who is preaching the gospel, does he has a responsibility for the life and death of the person who heard?
我们可以从约翰福音的相关经文来找到答案。
Then we can read from the gospel of John, we can find the answer there.
我现在读这个约翰福音的二十章十九到二十三节。
Let's read John 20:19-23.
那日晚上，门徒所在的地方，因怕犹太人门都关了，耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见主，就喜乐了。耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。说了这话，就向他们吹了一口气，说：你们受圣灵，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了；你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
John 20 on verse 19. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the door locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hand and side. Disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sin, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven."
同样，我也不能够确定约翰福音二十章和马可福音十六章里面所记载的是否是同一时间发生的事情。
Again, I'm not sure John chapter 20 and the verses in Mark are recording the same instance.
但其中耶稣差派门徒去做的却应该是同一件事情。
But the things that Jesus commanded the disciples to do is the same thing.
在约翰福音的这个二十章二十三节，耶稣说：“你们赦免了谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了；你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。”
In John chapter 20 verse 23 says, "If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven."
耶稣这句话，我们可以从两个角度去那个理解。
So we can understand Jesus what Jesus said here from two angles.
从第一个角度，我们可以知道，耶稣是给了门徒极大的权柄，可以定人生死。
From the first angle, we know that Jesus gave a great authority to the disciples to decide a person's life and death.
同时呢，从第二个角度，我们可以理解为，耶稣让门徒呢，承担了别人活生活死的极大的责任。
The same time, the second angle is that Jesus gave the huge responsibility on the disciples to decide life and death for the person who heard.
门徒能够有这样大的权柄，能够承受这样大的责任，不是靠他们自己。
The disciples had such great authority and responsibility is not depending on themselves.
而是依靠这个二十二节这里所说的耶稣吹进他们里面的圣灵。
But they are depend on the verse 22nd. It says, Jesus breathed on them the Holy Spirit.
神给了门徒定人生死的权柄，却不会让他们滥用权柄。
Jesus gave the disciples the authority to decide life and death, but they, but Jesus did not allow them to misuse his their authority.
新约的门徒就像旧约圣经里面这个以西结书三十三章所说的这个守望的人一样。
The disciples in the New Testament is like the watchmen in Ezekiel chapter 33.
Yeah. 他们就是对主托付的人啊，有传福音的责任。
So God, whoever Jesus give them commandments, they have the responsibility to preach the gospel.
就像使徒保罗说，我若不传福音，我便有祸了。
So just like Apostle Paul said, woe to me if I don't preach the gospel.
如果承受使命的门徒顺从圣灵去传福音，信的人啊，听见的人信了，听他的罪就得赦免。那传福音的人呢，就尽到了他应当尽的责任。
So the disciples, when they received the responsibility to preach the gospel, whoever heard it and received and saved, then the person who preached the gospel fulfilled their responsibility.
如果门徒他不顺从神的带圣灵的带领去给人传福音，那人没有听到福音，就留下了罪。应该去传福音的这个门徒啊，就要担当他的责任。
So if the disciple did not fulfill his responsibility to preach the gospel, the person who heard it, who should have heard it, were not saved, then God would judge us because we didn't fulfill our responsibility.
所以说，如果我们结合约翰福音和马可福音这两处的经文呢，我们就知道传福音的人或听福音的人啊，对福音都有责任。
So if we combine what we read from John and Mark, we know that both the person who preached the gospel and the one who heard the gospel has responsibility to the gospel.
我觉得以前有一次我们会讨论的问题就是说，那我要去传福音，他要不信，他就下地狱，我还不如不给他传。
Some people would say, if I go preach the gospel and if that person refused it,then he will go to hell. So I might as well not to preach it.
如果我们要读懂了这两处的经文，就不会有这样的想法。
If we understand the verses here, then we won't think like this.
我们知道了传福音的责任呢，我们进一步要考虑如何去传福音。
Now we know the responsibility to preach gospel, then next thing we need to know how to preach the gospel.
马可福音里面讲到我们耶稣要我们门徒去传福音给万民听，也就是用嘴巴去讲。
In the book of Mark, they want us to, it says we need to preach the gospel to the end of the earth. That means we need to preach the gospel with our mouth.
到底讲什么呢？
But what do we say?
如果我们读马可福音的第一节就讲到耶稣基督福音的起头。
So in the first chapter of the book of Mark, it says the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
直到讲到后面讲到十六章都是在讲耶稣基督的福音。
Until the end of that book, chapter 16, still says the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那我们知道马可福音还是四部福音书中最短的一本。
We know that the book of Mark is the shortest book in the four gospels.
如果我们按照其他的福音书去讲，是不是会讲得更长的时间呢？
If we preach the gospel according to the other three books, then it will take longer.
最好的办法就是把人请到教会的查经班的福音组。
The best way is to invite people to come to the gospel group in the Bible study.
一步一步的来查考福音书。
So step by step, they will study the Bible, the gospel.
那我和我太太信主就是在那个查经班，中文查经班里面，听明白了福音，这个信主得救的。
So my wife and I are the same. We went to the Bible study, we studied the gospel, and we understand the gospel, and then we accept Christ and believe.
但是我们不是每个人都有机会去花时间参加查经班，把福音书都读完。
But not everybody has the time to join the Bible study to study all the gospels books.
因此弟兄姐妹啊，就会用各种不同的办法，不同的布道的方法呢， 能够在让人在短时间内的听明白福音的主要内容。
So brothers and sisters need to use all kinds of evangelical method to help people to understand the gospel in short time.
有人听到了马上就信主了。
So people can hear the gospel and accept Christ.
那有些人呢就对福音产生了兴趣，就愿意来到我们的查经班来仔细的读福音书。
Some people heard the gospel and have interest in the gospel and come to the Bible study and continue to study the gospel.
让人能够在短时间听明白福音是一件不容易的事情。
It is not easy to make a person hear the gospel and understand it clearly.
有口才的弟兄姐妹们因着神的恩赐啊，就能够做过人布道，乃至在人群中布道的这样传福音的工作。
Some people have the gift of eloquency. They can preach the gospel in a short time and help people to understand in a short time. They can do personal evangelism.
当然也还有很多的弟兄姐妹，尽管经过了多次的训练，长时间的训练，仍然不能够在人面前短时间把福音讲清楚。
Of course, there are just, many brothers and sisters, even though they went through very long time of training, they still cannot preach the gospel clearly in a short time.
那主耶稣知道了我们的软弱。
But Jesus Christ knows our weakness.
他就从另外一个角度啊，来阐明这个福音，来传福音的内容。
So he used another angle to make it clear how to preach the gospel.
对，他给传福音的使命，就描述成做我的见证。
So his Great Commission become my witness.
在路加福音和使徒行传，他们实际上都是一个作者，所以他们讲的是同样一件事情。我来把这个圣经给大家读一下。
In Luke and Acts, they are the same author, so they are talking about the same thing.
路加福音的24:45开始，于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们明白圣经，又对他们说：“照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活。”并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷直传到外邦，你们就是这些事的见证。我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里的等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。耶稣领他们到伯大尼对面，就举手给他们祝福，正祝福的时候，他们就离开他们，被带到天上去了。在我读完了啊，在《使徒行传》的1:8-9这样说：但圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地和撒玛利亚，直到地界做我的见证。说到这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上升，有一朵云彩把他截去了，便看不见他了。
Luke 24:45-51. Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written: The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Acts 1:8-9. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight.
在这个路加福音的24:46，他讲到了福音的中心内容啊，就是照着经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活。
So in Luke 24:46 is talk about the heart of the gospel, which is the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day.
路加福音的24:47讲到了福音的实质啊，是奉耶稣的名传悔改赦罪的道。
So Luke 24:17 is the essence of the gospel. It says repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations.
如果我们只有一次机会啊，向人传福音呢，一定要包括这两方面的内容。
If we have only one chance to preach the gospel to other people, we have to include these two parts.
我们有责任把福音传得清楚，传得完全。
We have the responsibility to preach the gospel clearly and completely.
好让传福音的人自己去决定生活死。
So that the person who heard can decide their life and death.
而不要因为我们的失职啊，让人呢，失去得救的机会。
Do not let the person lose the chance of salvation because we didn't do our job.
当然有人也许会说啊，如果神要救一个人啊，他就不会因为我的失职而失去得救的机会。
Of course, people will say, if God wants to save a person, he will not let that person die because I didn't do my job.
他讲得很对啊，因为救恩是出于神的，如果我们不好好传福音，使那个人得救啊，神可以使他通过其他的渠道，神要救那个人的话，就会 使他通过其他的渠道听到福音而得救。
So, he's right. Salvation belongs to the Lord. So, if we didn't do our job, God can save that person through other means.
但是呢，神仍然要追讨我们不去传福音的责任。
But God will judge us for did not do our.
就像
旧约圣
经在以斯帖记里面那个摩底改说的话。
It's like in the book of Esther, Mordecai say.
在以斯帖记的四章十四节，他这样说。此事你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得解脱蒙拯救，你或你父家必致灭亡。焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？
In Esther 4:14 it says, if you keep silent, Judah will be delivered through other means, but you and your father's house will perish.And how do you know you again? This royal position is not for a time such as this.
我们虽然不至于啊，因为不好好没有好好的传福音就受到灭亡的这样的刑罚啊。但是我们去见主的时候呢，就会被当作又恶又懒的无用的仆人。
Even though we will not be sent to the hell because we didn't do our job in preaching the gospel, but when we meet our Lord Jesus, we'll be deemed as lazy and evil servant.
但是呢，当在那个其他的人欢欢喜喜与主一同坐席的时候啊，我们这些又懒又恶的仆人会被扔在外面的黑暗里哀苦切齿了。
So when other people are celebrating and eating and joyfully with Christ, we are just.Evil and lazy servant will be outside, cast outside in darkness and crying and gnashing of teeth.
路加福音或使徒行传这里呢，不是说要传福音给人听，而是要门徒为耶稣做见证。
So in Luke and Acts, it's not telling that we need to preach the gospel to other people so they can hear. It's saying that we need to be witness of Jesus Christ so other people can see.
做见证并不单单是要去讲啊，去讲圣经里的耶稣，去讲自己信主的经历，而是要让人看到福音在我们得救的人啊身上的果效。
So being a witness for Jesus Christ is not telling other people what Jesus did or what you did, but is showing other people what the gospel has done in your life.
因此呢，没有口才恩赐的弟兄姐妹呢，仍然可以为耶稣做见证。
So people who do not have eloquence still can be witness for Jesus Christ.
如果我们要找一个最没有口才的人啊，在圣经里面呢，我们可能会想到拉撒路。
So if we want to find least eloquent people in the Bible, it might be Lazarus.
他是玛利亚和马大的。兄弟
He is the brother of Mary and Martha.
耶稣第一次圣经里面第一次提到他的时候啊，他病死了。耶稣让他复活了，他从坟墓里走出来，没有说话。
So the first time Bible mentioned Lazarus, he was dead and Jesus resurrecting. He walked out the tomb and he did not say anything.
也圣经里面第二次提到他的时候啊，他在为别人为耶稣摆设的宴席的时候，他坐在那里，他也没有见他说话。
So the second time the Bible mentioned Lazarus, he was in a banquet people prepared for Jesus. He was sitting over there and he did not say anything.
要么拉撒路是个哑巴，
Either Lazarus is a dumb,
要么他说什么东西并不重要，
Or whatever he says is not important.
他出现在人群里面就可以见证耶稣能够使死人复活的大能。
As long as he's showing up in the crowd, he is witnessing the great power of resurrection that Jesus did.
我们信福音得救受洗归入基督已经是与基督同死同活。
When we accept Christ, baptized into his name, we were dead with Christ, but resurrected with Christ.
我们每一个人都应该可以像拉撒路那样在人前做死里复活的见证。
Every one of us should be able to be a witness as Lazarus to testify the resurrection power in us.
在我信主之前，我看到的第一位基督徒，他柔和谦卑的这个性情啊，就吸引了我。
Before I became a Christian, I saw another Christian that is humble and loving and is attracted me.
后来又有许多的基督徒用爱心来帮助我们。
Later on, a lot of Christians help us with kindness and love.
我们不记得他给我们讲了些什么。
We don't remember what they said to us.
但是他们为主做了见证，以至于我们后来能够信福音，能够受洗，成为耶稣的门徒。
But they witnessed to us of Christ, so that we be able to believe in the gospel and accept Christ.
除了这个马太福音以外呢？那其他的福音书都讲到传福音做耶稣的见证使人信主得救这样的事情。
So besides the book of Matthew, other gospels also talk about preaching the gospel, baptize them in the name of Jesus Christ.
而且呢他讲到我们去做传福音做见证的时候不是靠我们自己，是要等候从天上来的能力。
It also mentioned that when we preach the gospel, it's not depending on our own ability, it's we need to wait for the power from above.
所以说我们不能够以自己能力不足、口才恩赐不足为借口不去传福音。
So we cannot make excuse saying that I don't have ability, I don't have a gift to preach the gospel.
那除了传福音使人做门徒以外，在马太福音的28章后面呢，还讲到这个要还讲到多还讲到就是说要训练门徒。
So the book of Matthew 28 talk about more about making disciples. Later on he talk about we need to do discipleship training.
门徒，因为耶稣的门徒当时只有11个。
There's only 11 disciples of Jesus Christ.
如果加上跟随耶稣的其他的门徒也不是很多。
Other people that followed Christ all counted not many disciples.
所以说用门徒去不但是传福音使人做门徒，而且呢让门徒再去训练新的门徒，这样才可能把福音从耶路撒冷传到地极。
So we need to make new disciples in addition to those original11 or 12 disciples so that we can have we can make disciples of all nations.
所以说训练门徒和传福音使人做门徒是同样重要的两件事情。
So disciple training and making disciples are very important. Both are very important.
而且是不可分隔的。
And they cannot be separated.
那现代汉语这里面有一个词，中文词叫教训，我不知道英文里面可能没有这样的误解。
There's a Chinese term called teaching.
作为名词的时候，教训呢是指一些事情啊，把事情做错了，结果是失败、痛苦，成为代价昂贵的难忘经验，这个叫教训。
So teaching or a lesson is when you do something wrong and the result is really bad and you learn the lesson from that instance.
作为教训做动词的时候呢，可能被人狭义的理解为啊，通过语言或者是体罚去纠正他人的错误。
when teaching used as a verb, people think narrowly that it's only use words to correct other people.
现在这个教会里面可能比较多的是这样教训人的弟兄姐妹。
Nowadays in the church, most people understand it as teaching, correcting other people.
去指责弟兄姐妹的错误，甚至指责牧师的讲道的内容。
They use teaching as correct other brother and sisters' mistake, or they want to correct the preaching of the pastor.
所以这个教训，这个教训的这个意思可能就被曲解了。
So they misuse the word teaching.
那圣经里面，耶稣在带领门徒的时候，不但用言语教导他们。
So when Jesus was teaching the disciples, he not only the words he said,
而且亲自的示范，一同做工，并差派他们去实习啊，来训练他们。
He also set example himself, and he also sent them out to work physically to teach them.
因此呢，我们可以用门徒训练来代替教训门徒，用训练门徒来代替教训门徒这个词，以免被误解。
So we use the discipleship training instead of teaching the disciples.
耶稣以他自己为仆人的榜样，训练门徒通过在地上服侍人来侍奉神，以便成为忠心良善的仆人。
So Jesus set example, teaching disciples to serve God through serve people on earth, so they will become faithful and good servant.
耶稣身边的十一个门徒与耶稣同吃同住同行同工，有三年左右的时间。
The disciples of Jesus Christ on the earth, they live and eat and walk with Jesus Christ for 3 years.
他们听耶稣讲的话，看耶稣所做的事，学耶稣给他们的功课。
They saw Jesus Christ, listened to Jesus Christ, and walked with Jesus Christ, and worked with Jesus Christ, and learned the lessons that Jesus Christ wanted to give them.
耶稣呢，要把他们所听到的、所看到的或学到的呢，用来训练这个耶稣后面未曾蒙面的这个门徒。
So Jesus Christ wants them to use the material they learned to teach the disciples after them that Jesus hasn't seen them.
我们不讲犹大，那耶稣其他的十一个门徒啊，都有不同的资质。
Exclude Judah, the 11 disciples have different qualities.
他们在三年时间跟耶稣学习的学习成绩啊，有好有坏。
So in the 3 years to learn from Jesus Christ, they have different scoreboard.
如果我们按照耶稣做仆人的标准来考察来打分啊。
If we use the standard Jesus Christ set to score the 11 disciples,
那这些门徒大概没有一个人有好分数。
None of the 11 disciples will have a good score.
而且呢，耶稣向他们显现以后，40天以后啊，这些人见到耶稣，中间还有人疑惑。
After resurrection, Jesus spends 40 days with them, but even then, there are still people doubted it.
如果耶稣差派这十一个门徒啊，分别出去训练门徒。
If Jesus Christ sent all these 11 disciples separate to teach disciples,
那得到的是十一个门派。
Then we'll have 11
十一个门徒的门徒，而不是耶稣的门徒。
We'll have 11 masters have all different teachings.
所以说，如果我们在地上追随某一位属灵的伟人去学习的时候啊，最多学成他那个样子。
If we follow a master in this world to learn from that person, the best is learn to become that person.
你不可能成为耶稣的样子。
You cannot become Jesus Christ, the way Jesus Christ wants us to be.
所以说，耶稣是让这十一个门徒一起来训练新的门徒。
So Jesus Christ actually wants these 11 disciples trained the new disciples together.
如果我们看新约圣徒的圣经的使徒行传
，If we read the New Testament, the Book of Acts.
当斯提凡被害，门徒教会受逼迫，门徒四散的时候
，When Stephen was martyred and all the disciples were scattered，
这十一个门徒，包括新增的这个马提亚，仍然他们十二个人仍然在耶路撒冷。
The 11 disciples, including the new elected disciple Matthew, they still remain in Jerusalem.
我们可以想象
，We can imagine。
他们没包括马提亚也都是在耶稣身边待过的人。
Matthew also stay with Jesus Christ.
他们把个人从耶稣那里听到的、看到的或学到的汇总在一起。
They combine all the things they learned from Jesus Christ together.
变成了传福音和门徒训练的完整资料。
It become a complete handbook.Principle they teach the new disciples.
这些资料后来被收集在福音书里面。
All this materials was put into the four gospels.
也被其他的门徒的其他的这个书新约书卷里面所引用。
And other books in the New Testament also used it.
那多年以后的门徒已经看不见当初那批跟着肉身耶稣的那些门徒了。
Many years pass, we don't see the original 11 or 12 disciples.
但通过新约圣经，我们仍然可以了解他们以前从耶稣所听到的言语、看到的行为或学到的功课。
But through the New Testament, we still can see what they learned from Jesus Christ, the language they heard, the things, the works they did.
并且呢，耶稣说，你们这样做，我就与你们同在。
Jesus also said, if you...Obey this, do this, then I will be with you to the end.
所以说门徒训练门徒的这个传承的就一直延续到现在。
So make disciples of all nations is passed on till now.
就像耶稣训练当初的十一个门徒一样，教会主练就像耶稣给当初的十一个门徒所发的命令一样啊，我们如果要训练新的门徒呢，最好是比较多的。灵性成熟的门徒一起组成团队来训练门徒。
So it's like when Jesus taught the 11 disciples, it's better we have a group of more mature Christians as a team to train the new disciples.
世界上没有一个门徒是完美的。
There's no disciple that is perfect in this world.
但他们每个人的门徒都有从耶稣那里学到的功课，他们都有自己的长处。
But every disciples have things they learned from Jesus, and they have their good point.
大家在一起，加上主的同在，就可以达到做主所希望的门徒训练新门徒的效果。
So when we work together and Jesus Christ with us, we can reach the goal to train the new disciples.
我们都是在做耶稣的门徒。
We are all disciples.
除了耶稣一位老师以外呢，我们都是 teaching assistant。
Jesus is the teacher, and we are all 助教。
助教，在大数多数的情况下呢，门徒不分年龄大小，不分这个信主的先后呢，都可以彼此分享从主那里所得到的教义。
In most circumstances, it doesn't matter how old you are, when you accept Christ, we can share our experience as a disciple.
那在教会、团契、小组、家庭里面，所有的奉主名的聚会呢，都可以成为门徒训练的场所。
So, church, our fellowship in small group, in group in family setting, we can all be a discipleship training material place.
如果没有足够的，如果教会比较小，团体比较小，没有足够的人手来组成的专门训练门徒的团队的话，可以像我们当年一样去参加比较合适的门徒训练营。
So if we don't have enough people to form a team to do the discipleship training, we can do what we did before, go to a discipleship training camp.
那门徒训练最后的目标都是让我们都成为合神心意的仆人。
The ultimate goal for discipleship training is to make us become a servant that is pleasing to God.
好，让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
感谢主用马太、马可、约翰、路加四部福音书和使徒行传的多处经文，从不同的角度让我们这些做耶稣门徒的人清楚地知道在世上短暂寄居的时的使命。
We thank God use Matthew, Mark, John, and Luke, four Gospels, and the book of Acts to show us from different angle that we are disciples of Jesus, and we need to accomplish the Great Commission, even though we are on this earth very short.
求主的灵充满我们，让我们有能力去传福音、做见证，使万民做耶稣的门徒。
Pray that the Holy Spirit will fill us so we have the power to preach the gospel, to be witness to all nations, make all disciples of all nations.
也求主耶稣与我们同在，帮助我们按照主的心意训练新的门徒。
We also pray that Jesus will be with us so we make disciples according to his will.
使我们都能成为神忠心良善的仆人。
So that we can be good and faithful servant of Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.